He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're trying for a six-day winning streak here today. I don't know that we're going to get it, however. The market is a little slow coming out of the gate this morning. You might. You never know. The Dow's down 8 right now, so definitely not impossible for it to finish positive for the day. We're at 17,604. Here we are talking about 18,000 again, when just as recently as 2 weeks ago, we were talking about 15,000. What a round trip. Down 11% and back up 12% in the space of about 3 weeks, enough to make your head spin. The S&P 500 is down 33 cents right now, so definitely possible for it to go positive here this morning. The S&P 500 is at 2,037. 2,037 is where the S&P, and I believe that is very close to an all-time high. The NASDAQ is down 8 points today, 4,645. That's where the NASDAQ stands. It is down 6 points right now. Crude oil is at $77.34. It's holding steady. You know, I see support right around 78, and that's right about where it's hanging right now. 77.34, just right around that 77.78 level. So we'll see if I'm right or not, but I think gold, oil has bottomed. Gold is at 11.56. I don't think gold has bottomed. I don't think it has found a bottom yet. The euro at 1.24 and the 10-year yield at 2.36. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in an overcast. Maybe we get a little rain here by the weekend. When we get rain, we're talking like a tenth of an inch. As you know, we're still under drought conditions here in San Diego, and I was watching the nightly news and seeing snow blanketing much of the states that many of the states that we're hurt in, especially in Minnesota and in Illinois. But here we are in San Diego, which, you know, the last time we saw snow, I remember when I was in the third grade, it snowed for about 5 minutes out on the playground, and they held us in, you know, and made us put on galoshes and stuff. There was about a quarter inch of snow on the ground. But we don't have to go very far. Our hills in the backcountry here get dusted with snow in the wintertime. And we have skiing, actually, within 2 or 3 hours up in the Arrowhead Big Bear area. So we do have our seasons here in sunny Southern California. Send us your water. That's what we really need. We really need water here in the Southwest. Okay. You know, we talked about where we're at in the big picture of the market yesterday, which we do on a weekly basis, and this is very critical. It's critical to know where we are at in the economy. Now, we don't have any big economic reports yet this week, but recently we've had economic reports like the weekly jobless claims. And what have they been showing recently? Well, we've been under 300,000 now for several consecutive weeks. That's one big factor that shows where we are at in the economy. And why is it so important to watch the economy? Because the economy will more than likely lead us into the next bear market. And obviously, the economy has what has caused this current bull market to continue charging ahead for the last 5.5 years. And as we look at the economy today, one big factor is the jobless picture, or the jobs picture, and jobless claims continue to be favorable. Now, we'll start to worry and chew our fingernails when those jobless claims start consistently coming in over 300,000 once again. We also monthly get the unemployment numbers, the jobs numbers, the non-farm payrolls. Last report we had was 5.8%, and we created about 219,000 jobs. Now, we could be doing a whole lot better than that, but that job creation right now is adequate to keep stocks and the stock market moving forward. We also watch a lot of other numbers like inflation numbers, and they continue to show, much to gold's chagrin, that there continues to be no sign of inflation, unless you're going to the butcher shop. Then you see lots of inflation. But for the most part, oil prices have been going down, energy prices have been going down, wages have been going down or holding steady. That's a bugaboo for many folks out there. But the inflation picture remains favorable for the U.S. stock market. And lastly, interest rates. And with interest rates right now at 2.36, that is still very low by comparison when you look at the 30-year average, which is closer to 5 or 6%. 2.36, quite low, which is also favorable for the real estate market. It's favorable for business, favorable for home buyers, and it's favorable for the economy. So we'll continue to watch in the days ahead these important economic numbers that continue to come out and show where we are at as it relates to the economy. The economy is not going to expand forever. Anybody who took Econ 101 knows about the cycles that an economy goes through, up and down, like the waves of the sea. And when you're going up, that's called expansion. And we've had expansion, which is another number we watch. The gross domestic product numbers, GDP, which recently came in a little bit hot, could be hotter at 3.5%. Of course, overall, we're kind of mired in the 2-3% area. We could be doing a whole lot better. But then again, the market likes a nice, slow, steady as she goes climb in the economy. And as we continue to expand here in America, the market continues to follow and tag along. But you know that just like waves in the ocean, a wave has a peak. There's a peak to that wave when the boat crests on top of that wave. And then what happens next? It starts downwards. Now, have we crested? Have we peaked in the economy? Well, there's no signs of that yet. But at some point in time in the future, we will crest. We will peak. And then we'll start to contract. And that is not a good time to hold on to stocks. That's why I believe in a little bit of market timing here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't believe in riding the market down into the trough as the economy contracts. Of course, last time we saw that was back in 2008 when we peaked, when housing prices peaked, didn't they? The stock market peaked. And guess what happened next? A 53% drop in the stock market. And housing prices, boy, probably right about the same, at least here in Southern California. I don't know if it was 50%, but it was definitely in the 30 to 50% area, especially in some of the hotter areas like Las Vegas and Phoenix and Southern California and San Francisco, etc. And most folks got a double whammy. They got hit in their real estate holdings, they got hit in their stock holdings, and we were in a heck of a mess. We finally troughed back in 2009, and it's been climbing ever since. So that's why it's so important to know where we're at in the economic cycle and where we're at in the stock market cycle. And one could definitely argue that we're late in that cycle. It's not just beginning. It began 5.5 years ago. That's why we have to continue to be vigilant and watchful of these numbers coming out on a weekly and on a monthly basis. That's why we have to be vigilant on the stock market and on the sectors and on the asset classes to see how they're behaving And as I said yesterday, what is all of this telling us right now? That equities, ownership in stocks, more specifically U.S. stocks, is still the best place to be as far as asset allocation goes. And the answer to the question, where am I allocating money to right now, which asset class, I continue to be heavily weighted in U.S. stocks. That continues to be the best place for now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if U.S. stocks are still the best place to be, going on now the sixth year, in fact, we just celebrated the 68-month anniversary of this current bull market. You could say it's getting long in the tooth, and you could say that it's time to be cautious. Well, you know, it's always time to be cautious. Every time you buy a stock, it's like stepping into the crosswalk. You need to look both ways, and you need to obey the traffic lights, and you need to be careful, and you need to be diversified, and you need to be vigilant. But at the same time, if you never step into that crosswalk, you'll never get to the other side of the street, will you? And there's not much being offered in the way of CD rates or bond rates these days, so a lot of folks have had to step off the curb into the crosswalk in order to get a little bit better yield, a little bit better return on their money. You just have to be careful that you don't get run over by a bus or a delivery truck. Look both ways, be careful, buy good stuff, and determine what your risk profile is. And diversify. We talk about owning 25 or 30 at a time. That's what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. So if any one goes south or two of them go south on me, which is going to happen from time to time, it's not going to hurt you too much. You pick yourself up, dust yourself off, no harm, no foul, and continue moving forward. The stock I want to talk about here this morning and feature is an aggressive growth stock, all right? So if you're a conservative income investor, you know, you can listen and hear about some of these high-flying stocks. This is a $4 billion stock, however. It's not like it's a penny stock. It's not like it's a small little micro cap. It is a $4 billion company. It's headed towards that mid-cap range. But it is on the aggressive side of the ledger. It's in my hometown of San Diego. We have a lot of biotech stocks here in San Diego. We have some very good biotech stocks. And as I mentioned in my show yesterday, biotech and pharmaceuticals continue to be one of the very best sectors in the entire market. In fact, the medical sector in general, which can be divided up into hospitals, HMOs, drug companies, biotechs, device makers, generic drug makers, etc., continues to be one of the best sectors in the entire market. It's 20% of our economy, and it's become more important of a part of our economy ever since Obamacare, which has added about 13 million people to the rolls, to the customer base in the medical sector. Dexcom, DXCM, continues to be one of my favorite diabetes stocks. Dexcom was founded in 1999. It's a medical device company that makes continuous glucose monitoring systems. This is called CGM. This is better. Just ask any user, any diabetes sufferer, that a continuous glucose monitoring system is a lot less painful than the old finger stick method, which was done several times a day. Instead, this little device that you wear monitors your glucose on a continuous basis, and it's far more accurate than the old finger stick method. Now, it's not that Dexcom doesn't have competition. There's others that make these devices, which would include Medtronic, Johnson & Johnson, and Abbott Labs. Who knows? Maybe Dexcom will be a takeover candidate at some point in time, because they are becoming a fairly formidable player in this space. They reported earnings last week, which the earnings were a few pennies short, but the sales exceeded expectations by a wide margin. The Street was expecting $61 million. Instead, they came in at $67 million. They also guided next year's sales higher to the upper end of the range at $235 million. So here's a pretty formidable little company doing $235 million in sales of their little continuous glucose monitoring systems. But even better than that, Dexcom just got approval for a new algorithm designed for its G4 Platinum continuous glucose monitoring system. In fact, the day that they got the FDA approval, the stock was up 14%. And I need to disclose that I do own Dexcom. It's one of the 25 or 30 stocks that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. By the way, this has been a very tough year in that part of the market, aggressive growth. Last year was a phenomenal year for the high flyers, the small caps, the mid caps. This has been a much more difficult year. It's a year where that area of the market is consolidating. But over time, obviously, small caps, aggressive growth stocks, although they're more volatile, over a longer period of time, 3 to 5 years, they have a tendency to outperform big, large cap companies. Now, this new algorithm that was approved makes this even more accurate. In fact, now they're achieving the accuracy that used to be seen from only the finger stick method. Significant improvement in the standard of care for diabetes patients. And the stock has been one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Probably one you might have never heard of. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom, DXCM, has delivered 47% per year to its investors, while the market's delivered 13%. Obviously, past performance, no guarantee of future results. Over the last 3 years, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Dexcom has delivered 90% per year. The market's delivered 17%. And over the last 12 months, Dexcom's been riding the wave in the biotech sector. And it's also at the top of that wave as one of the top performers. It's up 53% over the last 12 months. Obviously, this stock carries a little more risk with it than would a Johnson & Johnson or a Medtronic or one of their competitors. But at the same time, $240 million in sales annually, new FDA approval, a stock hitting new all-time highs, all those factors add up to a current ranking of number 70 in my beststocksnowapp.com. out of 3,937 stocks that are in that database. And it currently gets a Gunderson stock grade of A, which gives it a ranking of strong buy at the current time. And again, it is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts for my aggressive growth investors here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the current state of the economy, which we've determined, which I've determined is doing well enough to continue to hold up, prop up, move the stock market higher. And by the way, it continues to hit new all-time highs. By the way, it's in the 68th month of the current bull. By the way, back in March of 2009, I wrote in my newsletter that a new bull market had been born. And I've been on board ever since. And I am not a perma bull. As you know, I'm a worrywart about the market. I'm constantly. I read news from all over the world. I read several newspapers every single evening while I'm sitting at home. I watch breakingnews.com for anything around the world that might impact the stock market. I watch oil prices. I watch gold prices. I watch inflation. I watch unemployment numbers. And more importantly, I watch many individual stocks on a daily basis. Sectors, indexes, asset classes, bond markets, foreign markets, looking for the best place to be. And in simple terms, just keep it simple, the best place to be invested continues to be the U.S. stock market. Better than the bond market, better than precious metals, better than commodities, better than China, better than Latin America, better than Europe. The only emerging market I have exposure to right now is India. I continue to like the India story. And I have about a 10% exposure through an India mutual fund, which is able to buy stocks that I'm not able to buy because they trade on fancy exchanges that are very hard to get access to. And I own an India ETF, and I own a couple of stocks that are based in India, Infosys, for example. But for the most part, I have 80 to 90% of my assets right now in U.S. stocks. Let's stay on this diabetes theme today. We talked in the second quarter about a company headquartered here in San Diego by the name of Dexcom, which I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. A little stock that I own in my speculative trading account. One that I send out live push notifications. Of course, I send out live push notifications on every buy and every sell that I do throughout the week to my premium subscribers. By the way, those push notifications, which are available on the apps, both of the apps, whether it's the Android or the Apple, it's also available now on our web-based app. If you don't have a smartphone, and you use the beststocksnowapp.com, you can now sign up for emails that will go directly to your inbox when I make a buy or a sell. And one I sent out recently, one that I added recently to my speculative trading account is another diabetes stock. And it kind of goes hand in hand with Dexcom. This one is called Insulet Corporation, which is headquartered in Bedford, Massachusetts. Insulet develops a wireless handheld insulin infusion system for people with insulin-dependent diabetes. And you see, this works hand-in-hand with the continuous glucose monitoring system, which measures your glucose levels continuously during the day without having to do the old pinprick method. Well, the pod is a pump, an insulin pump, that also delivers the insulin as needed. It's a small, discreet, wireless insulin pump that delivers insulin without shots or tubing. No snags, no tangle, no dress around. It's the first completely tubeless insulin pump. This has also been a very successful stock over the years, and it's starting to pick up some steam. Now, I owned this stock earlier this year, and then there was some problems in the biotech sector, and the biotech sold off, and I actually sold it back in February, March time period, and it's been going sideways for the last several months. But from a technical point of view, this stock broke out about a week and a half ago. It broke out of a sideways consolidation, which is another important part, I believe, of the timing of buys and sells. Hopefully, when you buy a stock, you can own it for the next several years. But I witness that the market has gotten a lot more volatile over the years as more information is readily available at investors' fingertips. That's why you always have to be on guard. But I like to buy stock. I don't like to buy stocks in downtrends. I just have found that you just don't know. You're guessing that the stock has hit the bottom. And people keep asking me, is it too early to get into the oil stocks? You know, I'm not so sure they've hit bottom yet. They look like they're starting to finally form a bottom. But I don't like to buy stocks in downtrends, number one. Number two, I don't like to buy stocks that are in sideways trends, because I like to wait for some kind of a catalyst to break them out of that sideways trend. And POD has been in one of those sideways trends for the last 6 months, but it recently broke out, and I'm in it again, and hopefully this time it will be a nice long ride, but one never knows. We'll still be vigilant every single day. It's interesting that out of the 3,937 different stocks investments that I follow with my app, this one's currently ranked number one. Now, there's nothing magic about being number one, but it's had some pretty good momentum building here recently. POD, P-O-D-D, is a $2.5 billion market cap company. It's about the same size as the other diabetes stock that I mentioned, Dexcom. And POD, once again, is an aggressive growth stock. This is not Johnson & Johnson. This is not Medtronic. This is a little pea in a pod insulate corporation. Small cap stock. But over the last 5 years, POD has been going up and delivering insulin to its users of its wireless handheld pump, but it's also been going up at a rate of 31% per year. Market's doing 13. Now, I use that as part of my formula. That five-year performance I call intermediate term performance. The three-year average, it's doubled the returns of the market. I compare that number, those intermediate term return numbers, against all the other stocks out there. And I rank it against all the other stuff. Is it at the top of the class? Is it down here in the middle, C grade? Is it down near the bottom, F? Well, this one, over the last 12 months, again, is up 23%. And in the last 1 month, it's up 18%. It currently gets a momentum grade of A. All of a sudden, this has turned into one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, I don't know if that means it's going to follow through and go on a big run here, but all the conditions are to my liking right now. It's one of the top performing stocks here recently, and it's been a good stock over the last 3 to 5 years. Now, they're hoping to become profitable. Okay, a lot of these companies with revolutionary little devices, they've spent a lot of money developing these devices. They have to market these devices, and they have to get them into the hands of the folks that are in need of these devices, and it's costly. But they're hoping that they will turn profitable by next year. Insulet does about the same amount of sales that Dexcom does. Hey, maybe these two should merge together. It seems like between the continuous glucose monitoring system that Dexcom has, which tells you how much and when to insert the insulin, and Insulet, which delivers it, seems like they'd be a good team. But, you know, hey, even without the pairing, they're pretty good stocks on their own. Insulet does about $300 million a year in sales. It's kind of difficult to put a valuation on this company because the earnings aren't really there yet. They're expected to lose 78 cents per share this year, and they're expected to make 34 cents per share next year. So by any valuation measure, you got to look at and say, well, it's trading at a very high price-to-sales ratio, which it is. It's at 8.4 times sales. It's at 29 times book value. But if they can continue to grow by 25 or 30% per year, eventually they're going to cross that line of profitability and could become a very valuable little company. It's already worth $2.5 billion. Currently the number one ranked stock in my database and one I own in the speculative trading account. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about diabetes and diabetes stocks here today. You know, one of the reasons I like the biotech sector, even though it tends to be a little bit more volatile than your average sector, is all of these medical breakthroughs that have occurred. You know, what's the average lifespan now of a male and a female? We're up around the higher 80s, aren't we? When not too long ago, it was down around the 60s. And a lot of this is being made possible by a local biotech near you. Been a lot of drug advances, a lot of advances made. You know, whether you are for capitalism or against capitalism, there's something to be said for all the drugs that have been developed out of either the Silicon Valley or out of Massachusetts or other areas of the country. Even Texas now has their own little biotech community. And because of that profit incentive, folks are willing to take risk with their capital trying to come up with something that could help mankind. And if they make a little money in the process, well, that's called capitalism. And here's what I would say to those of you who are against capitalism. What's the last major drug that came out of Moscow? The Moscow mule does not count. You see, there has to be that profit incentive. Otherwise, people are not willing to take the risk. And look at we've come up with a cure for hepatitis C. It would seem that, you know, all of the AIDS drugs that have come out of the biotechs have tremendously prolonged the lives of people suffering with AIDS. Cancer, we've made major advances in cancer. Some of these, you know, lifespans, once you get cancer, you know, they've extended that by years now because of the biotech industry, because of smart people working in laboratories. And yes, maybe there is a profit incentive driving them. Is that such a bad thing? Look at the technological advances that we've made. My little iPhone has the computing power probably of one of them big mainframe computers that used to take up the basement of a company. Little bit of capitalism doesn't hurt anybody. Little bit of profit incentive. I haven't seen any big technological advances coming out of socialist countries. You know, Venezuela, what have they invented recently? I'm just saying that you need to keep that in mind. So anyways, we continue to look for what I call best stocks now. And there was a time when Cisco was a best stock now and General Electric was a best stock now. Boy, back in the 50s and the 60s, I mean, General Electric was the innovator, weren't they? With household appliances and making life easier for us. And look at how far we've come since then. And General Electric, I mean, they're still a good company, but no longer are they on the cutting edge of technological advances and 25 to 30% growth. And every industry has its best stocks now, its okay stocks now, and its laggards, its leaders and its laggards. It doesn't matter if it's a restaurant stock. Is it a leader or is it a laggard? It doesn't matter if it's an oil and gas exploration company. Is it a leader? Is it on the cutting edge? Is it growing by 20, 30% per year? Or are its best days behind it? Or is it run by Cracker Jack management that knows how to put money into shareholders' pockets? and deliver a good product, or has it been consistently a laggard over the years? And if you think about it, how are you going to measure whether a stock is a leader or a laggard? And how are you going to measure whether a management team is a crackerjack management team or a mediocre management team? Well, in my opinion, it's the three things that I've built into the Best Stocks Now system, the Best Stocks Now app. Number one, how has the stock performed over the years? That's a pretty good report card. That's a pretty good indicator of whether a stock is a leader or a laggard. If the stock's gone nowhere in 10 years, I don't have a whole lot of faith in that management team. That's why I like to look up, how has it done over the last 10 years? How has it done over the last 5 years? Is it slowing down? Is it starting to slip in that mediocre strata of the market? Or is it still a leader? Are they still out there on the cutting edge inventing, leading the way like an Apple? And the second thing is valuation, obviously. You still have to pay attention to what you're paying for the stock. And the third thing is you can tell a lot by looking at a one-year stock chart or a three-year stock chart or a five-year stock chart. A laggard is real easy to spot when you look at a five-year technical pattern. Or a stock that's out of favor right now is real easy to spot looking at a 1 year. So there is no perfect system. I just try to put logic on my side. Having said that, this has been a tough year in the market. You know, you look at the numbers and you say, well, the S&P's up 7 or 8%. It hasn't been that hard, but it has. I mean, you look at the internals of the market and it's been very difficult. Last year was a great year in the market. Have you ever gone to a fishing vacation and you get there and you arrive and you're all excited because you've read the reports of how good the fishing has been, and then you talk to the guide service or the fishing where you buy the tickets and they say, well, you know, you should have been here last week. It's kind of been that way in the market this year. The internals of the market are a lot worse than what the averages would say. The small cap stocks have struggled this year after a phenomenal year last year. It's been a consolidation year. This is a year where the markets had to get used to no more juice in the system. It's had to get used to the Fed pulling back, tapering, and now the Fed is gone. It's been a very, very tough year in the market. Whether you're an individual investor or whether you're a professional money manager, the guys that look the best this year are the index investors, just buying the index. But they look pretty bad back in 08 and 09 when the indexes went down 53%, didn't they? And I suppose the asset allocators have had a pretty good year this year, but they had a terrible year last year. So you know what? You kind of have to pick a strategy, what one makes most sense to you, and you got to stick with it for at least 2 or 3 years and see how it works out. Anyways, you can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. Or if you'd like to talk to us about our money management service, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.